In October, well water tests revealed elevated levels of PFAS in the drinking water at Robinson Elementary School in Grand Haven, exceeding the EPA advisory level of 70 parts per trillion. The water was shut off and bottled water was supplied to students and staff. That triggered state testing of nearby residential drinking water wells known as the 120th Avenue PFAS study area, where 66 wells were inspected. One of those wells exceeded 70 parts per trillion.
We took action, developed an action plan, so any resident that had any detection of PFAS in their water, they were offered and provided point-of-use filtration system for in their kitchen.
Christina Waymink is with the Ottawa County Department of Public Health. She says the Michigan Department of Environmental, Great Lakes, and Energy conducted a hydrogeologic investigation of soil and groundwater direction, resulting in further PFAS detection.
And then the highest concentrations were detected at the Robinson Township property, north of the fire department building, and then also around the school. So that told us PFAS compounds may have been released at both locations historically. Now, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy also explored whether this could have been caused by the use of AFFF foam, firefighting foam. They verified with the township and the fire department that that foam was not possessed or historically used, and the fire department does not have any historical knowledge of it being applied in the area. So that being said, that foam has been available since the 1960s, and it is possible that it was applied in the area during an era that predates the knowledge of anyone currently associated with the fire department. They also explored other potential sources, which may have included illicit dumping or disposal of industrial waste, but they were not able to identify any of that.
The state will now take a closer look at the extent of the ground contamination north and east of the fire station. Patrick Center.